Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Rebecca.
So today's article is mostly about writing, but it's kind of related to reading. So Rebecca, you mentioned just before we went on about a Goodreads challenge. What's that?
It is a Goodreads.com is a website, and okay. You can set a challenge for yourself for how many books you'll read in the year.
Okay.
And my goal is to read 35 books, and I've already read 26 books this year. So
30, okay, so you're...
I think I'll make it,
you
probably.
You think you might, well, all right, that is pretty good. Well, that idea of a challenge that you've set yourself is related to what we're going to talk about today. It's not a reading challenge, this is a writing challenge. It takes place every November, and as we read through the article, we'll find it really is a challenge. See, reading 35 books, that just sounds fun. But this writing challenge will really challenge you. Let's read through the article, find out all about it.
Reading. NaNoWriMo, the November Writing Challenge. You stare at the blank page on your computer screen. You need to get busy. You have to write 1,667 words by the end of the day. You may have to burn the midnight oil, but that's what NaNoWriMo is all about. National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo for short, has taken place every November since 1999. It challenges people to write 50,000 words in November. To achieve this goal, writers must develop good writing habits, ignore their inner critics, and most importantly, just keep going. NaNoWriMo is a global event. In 2016, over 9 million people worldwide took part. It's run by a nonprofit company that wants to encourage people, especially kids, to write. There's a big social element to NaNoWriMo, too. People get together for write-ins in cafes, or challenge each other to online word races. The company also works with bookstores, libraries, and schools to promote writing and books in general. If you've ever thought of writing a book, why not challenge yourself this November?
So, our article begins by saying you stare at the blank page on your computer screen. So a blank page, we're presumably looking at some kind of Microsoft Word document that you've got open and you're staring at it. To stare, S-T-A-R-E, stare, this is a verb and it means to look at something for a long time and with a lot of focus and concentration, or with no focus at all, just The idea is your eyes are wide open and you're staring at things because you find them interesting or unusual, like staring at a picture in a museum, for example, or because your mind is thinking about something else and your eyes aren't really looking at anything. You're just sort of staring out the window, dreaming. Here's an example sentence. Terry sat on the train and stared out of the window. Okay, so here we're staring at a blank screen.
Okay, blank is an adjective. It's spelled B-L-A-N-K, blank. Something that is blank has nothing on it. It could be empty, plain, or unmarked, like a blank page.
Mm-hmm.
And our example sentence is, can you send me that email again? It was blank.
So what would a blank email be?
Blank email has no text, yeah, nothing in it.
Open it
an
up.
An empty message.
Huh? What's that? That's blank. It's nothing. But, as the article says, you need to get busy. You have to write 1,667 words by the end of the day. Now, that does sound an oddly specific, not like 1,000 or 2,000. Why 1,667? Well, we will explain exactly why that number is that number later on.
Okay. The article says you may have to burn the midnight oil, but that's what NaNoWriMo is all about. So the phrase, burn the midnight oil, is today's shortcut for you. So let's watch the video and find out what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Why are you still awake, Aaron?
Oh, what's that? Oh, because I want to finish reading this book.
Oh, it must be exciting to keep you up so late.
It is. I've been burning the midnight oil in order to finish these last few chapters.
Why would you be burning oil at midnight? Is that a book of magic spells or something?
Not quite. To burn the midnight oil means to stay up really late to do something.
That makes sense. Burn the midnight oil means 工作到深夜开夜车。So, are you almost finished reading?
No, I keep falling asleep and forgetting everything that happens.
Maybe you should stop burning the midnight oil and just go to bed.
Okay, so we just saw the phrase, burn the midnight oil. It means to stay up late at night or work on a project or a task. And this phrase comes from the old days when people used oil lamps instead of the electric lights we have now. So our example sentence is, I'm burning the midnight oil to finish my homework for tomorrow.
Okay, now I guess that's similar to another phrase, burn the candle at both ends.
Burn the candle at both ends, true.
Yeah, what do we use that for? We kind of use it to mean like you're working in the day and at the night as well.
I think so.
Kind of you're at work doing something or...
It was you needed more light in the darkness.
Oh, okay. So you kind of light both, you kind of put the candle sideways and...
I suppose so.
That could work.
But I think it's you're using up all the energy you have.
Right, yeah.
You're
burning all of your stuff. Okay.
You're using everything you have, so the time will be shorter.
Yeah,
in the
end. That's right. Okay, so we just saw a kind of a complicated word. You may not even recognize that word, NaNoWriMo. And the article explains what it is. It says National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo for short. So NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month for short, has taken place every November since 1999. Now there I just use the phrase for short to explain something, and we use it when we're saying that we're using a shorter way to say something that's very long or a little bit longer. For example, my full name is Patrick, but I just go by Pat for short.
Okay, our next phrasal verb is take place, and that means to happen or occur. And our example sentence is February 29th, or leap year, takes place every 4 years.
Okay, so this challenge, it's been going on for quite a while now, like 18 odd years, but what is it? The article says, it, so NaNoWriMo, challenges people to write 50,000 words in November. Okay, pretty difficult, right? Now, let's go back to those numbers. November, of course, has 30 days. So if you divide 50,000 by 30, you get the number of words you need to write every day. And that basically ends up as 1,667, the number I quoted earlier. It's not exactly that, there are fractions, but if you write 1,667 words every day for 30 days, you'll finish the 50,000.
It's a good thing it's not during February, because you would only have 28 days.
Shorter, yeah. You'd have
except
to...
during leap year.
Ah, more numbers.
Okay, the article says, to achieve this goal, writers must develop good writing habits, ignore their inner critics, and most importantly, just keep going. All right, so we have the verb develop. It's D-E-V-E-L-O-P, develop. And to develop means to make something increase or grow. We also sometimes use this word to mean create and expand. So our example sentence is, my brother developed his music skills when he took flute lessons. And that's true. My brother really did take flute lessons.
Good for him. Okay, so developing good writing habits is one thing, and then we talked about your inner critic. Now, let's look at the first word in that, inner, I-N-N-E-R, inner. It's an adjective, and this word means inside another thing. And when we use it in this way, we mean inside ourselves. So we can use it to mean the thoughts and the feelings we have, but we never or rarely say or talk about out loud. So you kind of have your inner thoughts, and maybe you go, okay, better not say that. I'll leave it as an inner thought. Now, in comic books, for example, our sentence says comic book characters have thought bubbles to express their inner thoughts, and they look different from the speech bubbles they use for what they're actually saying. Now, let's take a look at the word critic.
Okay, critic is a noun. It's spelled C-R-I-T-I-C, critic. And a critic is a person who gives a negative opinion of something. Often a critic will be very negative or critical about many things.
Mm-hmm.
So our example sentence is, critics of the politician say he is not doing his job well.
So here we're talking about our inner critics. So what do we mean by inner critic?
It would be how you feel about yourself, mm-hmm. especially the negative feelings you have about your own writing and your own achievements.
So I guess it's kind of like the inner voice that you write something and then you look at it and go, oh God, that's so bad.
Okay. Exactly.
That is your inner critic. But if you want to write this much every day for 30 days, you really have to turn that person off. Because if you listen to it, you'll go, okay, delete that line, write it again, delete that page, write it again. You don't have time to do that when you're trying to write 50,000 words in NaNoWriMo. So let's move on to talk about the event itself. The article says, NaNoWriMo is a global event. The word global is spelt G-L-O-B-A-L, global, and it's an adjective, and it means involving or affecting people or places all around the world or the globe. So a global company, for example, has offices in the US, Europe, Japan, Australia, and so on. Here's another example. The movie had a global release, so it was out in theaters on the same day in every country.
Okay, the article says, in 2016, over 9 million people worldwide took part. Worldwide is very similar to global. It can be an adjective and it can also be an adverb. So it means reaching or extending throughout the world. So our adverb example sentence is, some books are so popular, they sell worldwide. And our adjective example sentence is, sports events like the Olympics reach a worldwide audience.
Okay, so we're talking here about people worldwide taking part. To take part in something, you do that thing. For example, you get involved in a game, an activity, or an event. Another way to say it is that you participate.
All right, our article says, it's run by a nonprofit company that wants to encourage people, especially kids, to write. Nonprofit is an adjective, and a nonprofit organization's main goal is to do something that does not involve making a profit. That is, more money than they need to cover their expenses. So most nonprofit organizations do charity work for people, animals, the environment, things like that. And our example sentence is, the Red Cross is a nonprofit organization that gives help to people during disasters such as earthquakes.
Now we can also use the word nonprofit as a noun, I think.
That's true.
Just to mean a company that isn't trying to make money. Okay, so the article continues looking at NaNoWriMo, the event, and says there is a big social element to NaNoWriMo too. There's a big social element. So here we're using the word element, E-L-E-M-E-N-T, element, it's a noun, and we're using it to mean an essential part of something, often a part that gives the overall thing a particular character. So, if you think about a movie, the elements in a movie, we've got the acting, the story, the sound effects, the special effects, the music, and so on. If you didn't have one of these things, the movie would be kind of strange. Imagine a movie with
like... It would just be different.
Just very... Or different, yes. A movie with no sound, yeah, like the silent movies. A movie with no talking, possible, but as you say, different. Here's an example sentence. The love story between the two characters is an important element of the film. So NaNoWriMo has this social element. You don't need to just be by yourself writing. What else can happen?
Okay, so if you don't want to stay home and write alone, you can go to write-ins. So the article says, people get together for write-ins at cafes or challenge each other to online word races. Mm. So this word write-in is a noun. And it's a meeting in which a group of writers get together and work on their stories. And I went to one of these one time.
Yeah, I've done it myself.
But I don't think I got too much work done.
Okay, why not? Just...
I think it was maybe too distracting or
too much
too intimidating.
You want to chat and socialize.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I do my writing better with music. And if I'm listening to music, I'm not going to socialize. And so why go? Okay.
Exactly.
So we also saw an online word sprint or a word race. This is where you challenge maybe somebody you know who's doing it and say, hey, 5 minutes, write as many words as possible, you know, time it, and then use some kind of counter, and whoever gets the most words written wins. Just kind of a fun way to encourage each other to keep working on your stories. Okay, now more about the non-profit organization who runs NaNoWriMo. The article says, the company also works with bookstores, libraries, and schools to promote writing and books in general. The phrase in general means as a whole, and we use this when we want to mean a whole subject or topic and everything about it. For example, the company wants to get people writing, reading, and interesting in anything to do with books.
Yeah, my mother works in a library. I think I'll ask her if they do any write-ins
run
there.
Run an event, exactly, yeah.
If you've ever thought of writing a book, why not challenge yourself this November?
So there we've seen the word challenge, which can be, as we said, it can be a verb, can be a noun. As a verb, it means to do something that's sort of difficult. You know, it's not going to be easy. It's doable, but you'll have to work hard or try hard and just kind of really... kind of push yourself to do it. What about challenge as a noun?
That's more like a goal, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Something you aspire to do and you take all the steps to achieve it.
Yep, so we can say something is a big challenge as a noun. We are challenging ourselves to do it. If we want to use that like an adjective, we can describe something as challenging. Yep. Or you could say, I'm really challenged by this. So remember with the ED verb, you're describing kind of yourself or how you feel. The ING adjective ending, not a verb ending, adjective ending, is describing something. Okay, well, that question is the end of the article. Why not challenge yourself to do the NaNoWriMo book writing challenge? And that is going to take us right into today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so the chat question is, would you ever attempt the NaNoWriMo challenge, and what would you write about? Now, we've both done it, so talk about your experience.
I tried it 1 year, a few years ago, and I think I wrote for about a week, or maybe 4 or 5 days.
That's still
good. And then I got distracted by other things and gave up.
Do you remember how many words you wrote?
I really don't remember.
It must have been a few thousand, at least.
Probably something like that.
That's not bad going. What did you write about?
I was writing a memoir of myself from about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Intermixed with the continuing story of a character from a movie. I was trying to imagine what would happen to this character after the movie was over. So
that's a really cool idea. Now, I've been doing the NaNoWriMo challenge for 6 years now.
Wow.
7 if you count. I missed a year because I was busy doing other things. And I do have to say, I've defeated it every time. I've written the 50,000 words every time. Sometimes it was more difficult because I was busy. Sometimes it was a little bit easier because I'd already done it. But it really does help because even if you don't make it, you know, it doesn't matter. I think statistically, maybe only about 15 to 20% of people who start actually finish. So, it, you know, failing doesn't mean you're a bad person or you failed. It just means it didn't quite work. But as long as you learn something like, okay, I need to write for 2 hours every day. And if you want to be a professional writer, that's the minimum you need to do. So the whole thing about developing good writing habits, an hour every day, ignore the critic, finish the story, and then go back and edit it and make it better. All of those kinds of things. It's a really good experience to try. So do you think you could try it again?
I might. I always seem to be too busy in November, though. So I might pick a different month that has 30 days, like April.
You can do that. The actual NaNoWriMo website has others. They have one in April and in the summer called Camp NaNoWriMo. And again, it's all there on the website. You can choose your goal. So you could choose 30,000 and give yourself, okay, maybe I can do 30. That's 1,000 a day. So there are lots of things you can do through this company and through this organization. I encourage everyone, if you've ever thought about writing, check it out. Give it a try. You might learn something fun, or you might just have fun. That's all the time we've got for today. Thanks for watching. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Rebecca.
We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
NaNoWriMo, the November Writing Challenge. You stare at the blank page on your computer screen. You need to get busy. You have to write 1,667 words by the end of the day. You may have to burn the midnight oil, but that's what NaNoWriMo is all about. National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo for short, has taken place every November since 1999. It challenges people to write 50,000 words in November. To achieve this goal, writers must develop good writing habits, ignore their inner critics, and most importantly, just keep going. NaNoWriMo is a global event. In 2016, over 9 million people worldwide took part. It's run by a nonprofit company that wants to encourage people, especially kids, to write. There's a big social element to NaNoWriMo, too. People get together for write-ins in cafes, or challenge each other to online word races. The company also works with bookstores, libraries, and schools to promote writing and books in general. If you've ever thought of writing a book, why not challenge yourself this November? Vocabulary Review.
Stare. Everybody in school was staring at Greg today because he had a strange new haircut. Blank. The artist grabbed a blank piece of paper and began to draw on it. Develop. Melanie developed her German listening skills by watching lots of German movies and TV. Inner. People sometimes write down their inner thoughts in a journal or diary. Global. Climate change isn't just affecting some countries. It is a global problem. Element. The writer's stories include political elements that mirror events of the past.